one and only Son of God. You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. You know, me and my friend here at the station, Robin, were musing over and reminiscing over the late Ray Cassis doing the opening. In closing for this program, he was our boss. He was the president of the National Christian Network. He was our friend. And, we miss him sorely here. And it's just, I love hearing that opening and close of this program. I love hearing Ray's voice again. And that's sort of one of the great things about radio is that even when someone's no longer here, you can still hear their voice. And I guess television can make the same claim, or your own home videos that you might have, right? Even snapshots that help you so that you don't ever forget. You're listening to WGOD, where we take 15 minutes each day and tune into God's frequency. That's what we do. That's what we're doing here today. That's what we do every day here, because I make the Word of God the central focus point and try to let it speak for itself, though it requires some interpretation on our part. Here we are in the book of Galatians. As I said in yesterday's recap, we're in the end of chapter 3, beginning of chapter 4. I've entitled this sermon, Baptized into Christ. We're going to be picking it up in Galatians 3:27, but we're going to have a little intro here for the first 5 minutes to start this program as well, because that's what I did at church yesterday, same as I did here on the radio for yesterday. So let's get into the Word now. This is part one. This will play the rest of this week, Baptized into Christ. You know what? How about a really quick, this is what I actually have planned on the radio tomorrow, because we're at the same place on the radio that we are here at the church. Let's sum up here really quick where we're at before we get started, okay? I've named this epistle here, Faith Plus Nothing Equals Salvation, correct? You can't add anything to faith. That's the trouble here at Galatia. That's the trouble in other churches and around the world today, as people try to add something to your salvation and to what saves you. So that's the equation. Faith plus nothing. Of course, we could add grace. Remember, grace is something you don't deserve, and you haven't earned it, and you don't have it rightfully coming to you. The only thing you find in the Bible you have rightfully coming to you is found in Romans 6:23, and it starts with the word wages. The wages of sin is death. That's what you've earned, like a paycheck, wages. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, right? Anyone who tries to add anything to that is a heretic. Anyone that tries to add anything to that is a heretic. You're saved by your faith in Jesus Christ, not by anything else, not by how much money you put in the offering plate, not by how much I threaten you to put into the offering plate, not by threatening to take your house and property away, like some churches do, not by getting baptized, like some churches do.
You're saved by your faith in Jesus Christ alone. This is why Paul is so sore at these people. Because people crept in the back door. You notice these words in here, spy. Where is it here in chapter 1? It says those who snuck in to spy out the liberty we have in Christ. So here in chapter 1 we see there's no praise for them. He immediately starts in on them in verse 6. I marvel you're turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another. A different gospel is you're saved by your faith in Christ plus keeping the Old Testament. Here was circumcision. And the foods that you eat. Where's that in there? When we go to chapter 2 and look at chapter 2 with Paul's confrontation with Peter. When Peter came to Antioch, verse 11, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, when the Jewish folk came in there, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him. So even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? We, he's still speaking to Peter, we who are Jews by nature, not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. To be justified, remember, is the judge. It's a legal term out of the courtroom. To be justified is to have Almighty God take his gavel and slam it down over your soul and to declare in a court of law before everyone not guilty. You're not guilty, Bill, George, Mabel, every one of you. Everyone with faith in Jesus Christ, God takes his gavel, not guilty. That is what it means to be justified in the Bible. And it comes by your faith in Jesus Christ and nothing else. When you start adding rules to that, when is enough enough? You never know. They keep adding rules to it. You're saved by your grace, by faith alone. A man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 20, we see, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. Another great verse, right? That's the great New Testament mystery. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. No longer you who live, but it's Jesus who lives in you. This is what gives you the urge to stop and help people that you see on the side of the road. Help people that are in need or homeless or dirty and need a meal. It's Christ in you. Not your goodness, it's his. Jesus said, no one is good. No, not one. What else do we have here? Chapter 3. Oh, you foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you? That word means just what it says. It means to cast an evil spell on you. The word baskaino, only time it's used in the Bible. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? This only do I want to learn from you. Colon, here comes his list. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the flesh or by the hearing of faith? There's only one way to be saved. Either you're going to try to work your way to it and perish along the way, or you're going to, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. You hear the gospel, you receive it in your heart. Hallelujah, and your name's written in the book of life. So that's where we were at. We're looking here again through chapter 3. Last week's sermon, the last 3 weeks are on that table right in the back of the church there. There's a couple copies of the last 3 weeks. Last week, we looked here at the purpose of the law and how it was only temporary, which is why it says in here, the law was, not the law is, and the law will be. The law was our tutor to bring us, like a taxi, to Christ, so that we might be by faith. That's the purpose of the law. Not to save you. The law condemns you. The law condemns you. That's why Paul calls it a ministry of death. That's why Paul says the letter kills, but the Spirit makes alive. The purpose of the law is to condemn you. Why would you want to follow it? Now, this group here was starting to follow it again, and this is why he got sore at them, and why there's no greeting in this letter. He blasts them right from the beginning because they took what he did on the cross and say, no, that's not enough. Let me add my own stuff to that. Peter was eating pork, but then when the Jews came, he saw it, and he pulled back and started eating matzo balls again over here. And it made Paul mad and says, what are you doing? It doesn't matter anymore. This is the kind of trouble that was going on there. And it's the kind of trouble that happens out here today, too. When people try to tell you your faith in Jesus Christ is not enough, you got to add stuff to it. Right? What you wear to church. I know a guy in a Southern Gospel quartet not allowed to wear his wedding ring when he sings. It's jewelry, brother. It's jewelry. Or you're an outcast with a tattoo or an earring. Or women's dresses. Well, if you wear pants as a woman, forget it. Don't ever walk in here again. Right? Ever known a church like that? When is enough enough? And if you do that kind of stuff, and you run into the Apostle Paul, down here in the street, you say, how am I doing? And you know what he would say to you? You make me sick, is what he would say. How dare you add what he did on the cross? You are free. I said it last week, I'll say it again. You are free to sin as much as the Holy Spirit wants you to. Free. Right? But now the grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodly lusts. It's the Holy Spirit now on the inside of you. You're free to sin as much as he wants you to. Try that on. No, don't try that on. That's where we were. The law was, Galatians 3:24, the law was our, King James says, schoolmaster, paedagogos, was someone in charge of a child until he hit a certain age. Then he would deliver him over to his father, spank him on the rear end, and say, God bless you, you're on your own. The law was, not the law is. Romans 6:14, you're no longer under the law, but grace. Romans 10:4, Christ is the end of the law for all those who have faith.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.